Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. In the meditation room, Frankie props up her phone.
Day 7 of moving on from Saul. I'm going it alone. I'm not responding to texts, emails, or calls. Today he sent me a photo of a corgi wedding, but I did not write back. In truth, I had to suppress a powerful urge to text him back that corgis are the preferred mode of transportation for woodland fairies. So I practiced my laughter yoga, which I will demonstrate now. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. I gained another pound today, but I think it's a pound of knowledge. Ho, 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 ha, 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 ha. I'm now ready for today's big step. It will be hard, and I should have a nurturing friend nearby. But Grace, of course, is out with Guy. This is the unbroken circle. Or the thing that has no beginning and no end, or some other shit like that. But today its life on my finger is coming to an end.
Frankie pulls the silver ring from her finger. She drops it in a silver tin.
Finger there, be free. Be free. Be free. Excuse me, you're ringing. I must get you. Hi, honey.
Sorry I haven't called back. It's been really crazy. And double sorry, I only have a minute.
Pull out your beetle wig. The Fab Four are in town Saturday. I know how you love their Ringo.
Aw, you're killing me, Mom. I can't. We're throwing Dad's bachelor party.
Oh, right.
I'm really sorry, Mom, and I'll make it up to you next time Candace Joplin is in town, but I have to go.
I have to go, too. I'm having a party right now. Yeah, I'll be right there with the dip. Where's Kevin? Hey, Kevin!
She lowers her phone and sinks onto the pillows on the floor. Bud sets pancakes on his kitchen counter.
The last time we came here for brunch, you basically threw a bagel at us. Today there's pumpkin pancakes and syrup in pitchers. What's up?
What? We're officially family now.
Yeah. We just want our sisters to enjoy a nice breakfast.
What do you want?
What we want is for you to eat and enjoy and help us throw our dad's bachelor party.
Well, first of all, isn't that more of a best man thing?
Well, we're having a little trouble realizing their vision.
They want classy and elegant, and it turns out that we don't know as much about that as we thought.
To be fair, we never thought we knew that much.
Mm. It's a bachelor party. It's not supposed to be classy and elegant. It's supposed to be crass and tacky.
Yes, yes, that's what I said.
But that's not what they want. So we're gonna give them classy and elegant with your help.
It's easy. We have one signature cocktail, 3 past appetizers, prosciutto wrapped asparagus, turkey meatballs, maybe those little teacups with the matzo ball soup. Mm. We know that's 2 references to balls. They're gonna think we're making a joke. When is this party again?
Saturday.
Are you fucking insane? We can't throw a party in less than a week.
Martha,
we can't do it.
Martha, it's gonna be okay. Guys, you can't do this to her. And first of all, I think you do wanna make a joke about balls. I mean, it's a bachelor party, but they're gay men, so it should be like a wild bachelorette thing with penises and balls and party games where you're pinning penises onto balls.
Yes. But we can't do that. They said they wanted a party that reflects who they are.
Of course they could have told us that before I sent out the Evite with a cowboy and assless chaps.
See, now that's a party I will go to.
We will help you.
I am so busy.
I will help you.
Thank you.
But first, we need to make a list. And before that, we need to make a list of all the lists that we need to make. I'm gonna just put us all in a group text.
Can I just say, this is a fairly elegant spread.
Yeah, well, we paid our neighbor to cook it for us. You may want to look out for cat hair.
Got a piece on right there, actually.
Oh, God, good.
Grace comes downstairs. Frankie sits at the table playing with the melted wax from a lit candle. Grace turns from her phone.
What are your plans for tonight?
Oh, not much. I thought about crocheting myself a noose, but I can't decide on purple or pink.
So you're not feeling better?
No, I was coming out of my psychophysical Saw withdrawal. But then with tonight...
Is this about the bachelor party?
Oh, I'm happy those fuckers are gonna have a good time.
Oh, I hate seeing you like this.
Then go out.
No, come on, let's do something fun.
No, don't worry about me. Just go pick up Guy at the airport or something.
He's a grown man. I'll tell him to take a cab home. You are in need of some serious cheering up.
I'm not without cheer. I'm a little down. It's an honest down. And since you're so up, there's a homeostatic balance.
Come on, Frankie, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Nap, tweet a sad haiku.
You like to liberate the lobsters from the tank at the Food Giant?
Yeah, the fish guy knows me. My picture's next to the shrimp.
Okay, do you want to go to the art museum and touch the paintings?
I did that last week.
I'll do anything. Yeah, I'll drink beer. I'll wear a hat.
A funny hat?
A funny hat.
I always like a good say yes night.
Remind me again what that is?
You go out and you say yes to everything all night. There's no no until it's over.
Sounds lengthy.
Grace blows out the candle.
You know, say yes takes you places you've never been. One time, Saul and I ended up buying a Del Taco franchise.
How did that happen?
A guy asked us, do you want to buy a Del Taco franchise? We had to say yes.
Well, we'll stay away from that guy.
You know, just thinking about it cheers me up a little bit.
There you go.
Let's do it.
All right.
They high five. Coyote arranges meatballs on a tray.
And you don't eat the meatballs,
Coyote. Muddles mint leaves.
Good boy.
These Saujitos are great, but those Robert Ritas, Satan's work.
The secret is the jalapeno tequila. Okay, don't pour too many. These are presentational. We can serve the real ones when people get here. What the fuck? Someone's here?
Seriously, you gotta bring it way down.
I'll get it. No, I wanna get it. I love parties.
Nelson.
Nelson!
Nelson?
I can't believe it. You came all the way from Utah. I am so tickled.
You know me, Robert. I like a good party.
Robert spreads his arms. Nelson offers his hand.
Well, you're welcome. Let me take your coat. Can I get you a drink?
A Scotch would be great.
Okay.
Actually, we have Saujitos and Robert Ritas, but those are just presentational. Come. I'll make you a new one.
Follow that handsome young man. And you're welcome.
Why is Nelson Queller here? He wasn't on the list we gave the boys.
Now, I know, but we were emailing, and I felt bad, so I invited him. Look, I didn't think he would even come.
You know how I feel about that man.
All right, but he's been good to us. Remember, he took us under his wing at the firm.
He took you under his wing. He still thinks I'm the hippie Jew with the black son and the communist wife.
What about your drug addict son? Nothing?
Huh. Look, Nelson's not a bad guy. I mean, didn't he come all this way just for us? He's not the person you think.
Wait a minute. Is Nelson why you didn't want any ribaldry tonight?
No, we both didn't want it. It's not our style.
No, it's not. But with Nelson coming, it's a good thing. Our party is squeaky clean.
What's your point?
My point is I'm suddenly in the mood for a penis balloon.
Oh, no, you're just saying that because you can't have one.
Maybe you're right. It's our party. And nothing's going to bother me. I have a drink named after me. I'm going to get a Saujito.
I have one named after me as well.
Why does Nelson think that I am a drug addict? Can you go explain to him that you are the addict and I am the black one?
All right, guys, my work here is done. You guys are set for a great party.
Yeah. You're not leaving. We don't know anything about hosting a party like this.
Yeah, we're no classier than we were 5 days ago.
You guys, I gotta go. My actual children need me, okay? The text chain is still alive if you need anything. Bye, Dad. Bye, Uncle Saul.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Thank you.
Grace descends the stairs in a dark pantsuit and black turtleneck.
Frankie, are you ready to go out?
Yeah.
See, this is part of the problem.
What, I shouldn't eat?
Oh, it's your outfit. Stand up.
Well, there's a few crumbs.
Grace takes in the back of her loose-fitting jumper with a chip clip.
Turn around. Here's the thing. You can't start a new life in old clothes.
How am I going to steal the garnish dispenser from the bar?
We've already got two. You have a waist and hips and...
She clips the bodice.
Let me just see here now. And even breasts. Look at those girls! Welcome to the world! Oh, my Lord, sexy and gorgeous.
I'm not arguing.
Oh, let me... That beautiful hair up off your neck and, oh, Frankie, you've even got cute ears.
I do.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, no, you can't go in chip clips. It's just a demonstration. I'm gonna dress you tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, you have to say yes.
Oh, heavens to Betsy and back. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, then yes.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Oh, but if you're gonna dress me, I'm gonna dress you. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Grace wears boots and tight jeans. Her hair is spiky. Oh, some is blue.
Fabulous.
I feel ridiculous.
Her lips are red.
Well, I'm going with it. I love this anti-gravity bra cleavage.
I can't believe I'm not wearing a bra.
Jiggly, right?
And a t-shirt at night.
The only thing I hate are these shoes. Do you get used to the pain?
No.
There's the sign.
This is the place you picked?
I haven't been here since forever. It's dark, it's dirty, it's got urine-soaked sawdust on the floor.
Ooh.
This is where I got in my first knife fight.
Frankie winks. She wears a white blouse, pink blazer, and dark slacks. Her long hair is pinned up. The bar is full of young people. A bartender flips cocktail shakers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Frankie scowls. Grace grins. Bud places drinks on a tray.
Wasn't the evite for this party a picture of a cowboy's ass?
You figured there'd be at least one game of pen the junk on the hunk.
Well, maybe there's going to be a stripper.
Jeff raises his brows.
Maybe he's already here.
Another looks around.
I hope not.
Bud nods to them. He looks around. He approaches another group.
Hey. Hey, did you guys know that the Fab Four are in town? You ever seen them? It's uncanny.
No.
No? Did you get the annual tote bag from the California Bar Association? It's blue this year.
Oh.
No.
I got a "we're sorry we missed you" slip from the UPS guy. Maybe it was that.
Maybe. Should totally follow up. Did you hear that rain last night?
We had tickets for Barbara Streisand.
So did we.
But this is fun, too.
The three stare at Peter. Wide gold and white streamers and bouquets of gold balloons adorn the house full of male guests. Peter shakes hands with a man and sits on the sofa arm.
Well, it sounds like retirement's suiting you just fine, Nelson.
I can't complain. I do, but I shouldn't. You have to come to Utah.
We'd love to. What?
Oh, yeah, sure. Out on the ranch, it's mostly skiing and hunting. I'm not sure if that's your kind of thing.
Oh, no, I love shooting deers in the face. Deer. Deer. That's what I said. Deer.
This is the worst party I've ever been to. And I was at Jonestown.
Coyote walks past.
Okay, two things. This party blows, and did you know that Charlie was at Jonestown?
Oh my God, do we have some of that punch? Because this party is awful. We gotta do something.
I know, God, Dad looks miserable.
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
I have no idea.
Maybe if I drink more, I will care less.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Ooh, I'm gonna have one of these Robert Reedus.
That's a Sol Hito.
Doesn't matter. It's working.
Bud walks off. Coyote's on his phone.
Hey, Brianna, it's Coyote. I need your help. It's Coyote Bergstein. Stop laughing. That's never funny.
Frankie and Grace stand at the bar.
Doesn't even smell bad.
I know. It's a little noisy, though.
Who's from Boise?
No one. Oh, look. The bar has those little hooks. Or purses.
Yeah, they must have added them.
Cool outfit.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, go away, you're fake. You're all fake.
Frankie.
This place used to be filled with real dirt bags. Now it's filled with fake dirt bags.
Look at this artisanal cocktail menu.
I'm feeling really crushed by the evils of gentrification. I used to dance on this bar in my bare feet, periodically topless. What's this?
Two whiskey flights.
We didn't order those.
The bartender gestures to two men at a table.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, that's very pretentious.
Frankie,
But I do like whiskey, and since I have to say yes...
So that's a yes.
That's a yes.
She pushes the glasses at them. Grace turns. The two older men wave. She waves, then grabs Frankie's hand and wiggles it.
Great, now they think I have alien hand syndrome. It's a thing. Look it up.
Come on.
Grace watches Frankie knock back her drink.
Oh, there you go.
The disco ball turns. Frankie and Grace sit with the older men.
Number three here is definitely worse than number two.
I'm sorry, was there a joke in there?
Hey, can I get you guys anything?
Oh, you again.
Frankie, are you hungry?
I am, actually.
Grace, get the duck sliders. They're amazing.
But it's Frankie that's hungry.
She doesn't eat. But you must have a few bites of this deeply fried calamari. Say yes. Let me hear you say it.
Yes. You're gonna love the rabbit stew. Extra rabbit. Say yes.
Yes.
We'll share the duck sliders and the quail, please.
Can I get you another flight?
No. I'll get a flight.
Well, guys, please, don't fight over getting me nothing.
Full disclosure, I do have a boyfriend, but Frankie is single.
Oh, my God.
Well, good for you. Is it serious with this guy?
It's getting there. He told me he loved me.
Oh, that was a lucky fellow.
Excuse me, guy told you he loved you?
That you hear.
When?
Last week.
Why didn't you tell me?
You were having a rough time.
So what does that have to do with anything?
I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Like not telling me does.
And the square goes through the motel, it's the fight. And Coyote is living a nightmare.
Hey, Crazy.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Wait, where's all the stuff? I thought that you said you were going to save the party with a bunch of penis stuff.
Boysorama was closed, but it's all taken care of.
Okay.
Look outside.
What, look, out here?
A huge, bright pink penis sits on the front lawn. An attendant inflates a wide, shallow base.
Holy shit! I think that we may have overcorrected.
No. What? It's great. It's just like a mechanical bull, but, you know, a dick.
Yes, I get it.
Okay, well, you talk so slow, sometimes I think you're dumb.
I'm just worried about...
Good God, what is that on the lawn?
That. Worried about that.
Saul and Robert run to the window. The base is nearly expanded. The attendant polishes the tip with his arm.
There's this giant schmeckle out there.
Hey, so that I can tell Carlos, are you guys gonna want the saddle or are you just gonna wanna ride it bareback?
Get that thing off the lawn!
Yeah, get that thing off the lawn. And do it fast before Mrs. Applebaum across the street has a heart attack.
Oh, and like that would be a huge loss.
Look, guys, it's a party. We just wanted you guys to have some fun.
Twister is fun. Trivial Pursuit can be fun. This is mortifying. Can anyone at least go out and cover it up?
I'll cover it up. Bud's gonna cover it up. I'm Bud.
Good man, come quickly, come quickly. Come on, good man yourself, come on, quickly. Get out there, that's good man yourself. Good.
All right.
Robert leans on the door.
Bud is here.
With some balloons, Bud staggers.
Everything is fine, no one is upset.
He falls into the bouncy base.
I'm Bud.
He approaches the phallus. It spins.
Oh!
He backs away, hands raised. He approaches it again and drapes himself over it.
I got it. It's covered. I got it covered. Stop.
It spins faster, then begins to buck. Bud is thrown off and crashes into the inflated side.
It's not covered.
Looks like a dead petting zoo on this table.
Okay, guys. Would you mind getting us a couple more flyers?
Flight.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Okay. Frankie, enough. I didn't tell you about Guy because I was afraid I would make you feel worse than you already do. I was just trying to protect your feelings.
That's so insulting. You don't have to manage me.
I'm not managing anything. I just want you to have a good time tonight.
I'm not your project. I have a right to be down.
I have a right to try to cheer you up.
You don't understand. Everything's changing. Even this stupid bar, Whiskey Flights. You think you know a bar and it's there for you, but suddenly it's not there for you. It's under new management. It's moving on without you. Everything's changing.
I know. Things are changing. But maybe not as much as you think.
What do you mean?
You can still dance on this bar. Come on. Don't you want to do it? Just a little bit.
I know I'm supposed to say yes, but watch my head.
No, come on. I'll do it with you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Can someone please help me get onto the bar, please?
Two young men assist Grace.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I can't do this without her.
Frankie stands and downs her drink. Grace starts to dance. The men assist Frankie. The girls bump hips.
Whoa, don't bump me.
Well, maybe you just don't have any rhythm.
You stop right there. Reverse psychology usually doesn't work on me, but I'm feeling vulnerable.
Well, dance it out.
I am dancing it.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're gonna have to get down.
I am getting down.
The manager shakes his head. Frankie puts her hands under her blouse and shakes her breasts. A crowd gathers at the bar. Grace shimmies. Frankie bends and pumps her buns. The two boogie. The crowd shake their hands to the music. The manager crosses his arms. Outside.
You are not welcome here.
Now that I can say yes to.
We got kicked out of that bar.
Oh, we did.
We got roughed up like a couple of hellions.
You are so badass.
Thank you.
No, when someone says that, you have to say, that's right, motherfucker.
That's right, motherfucker.
We'll work on it.
Bud rides the penis.
More juice, Carlos. I'm a big boy. Whoa. Ah!
Nelson Wade, I'm sorry the party devolved into this. It was never our intention to offend.
Good God. Is there another way out of here?
Fine. We'll take you out the back. But just to be clear, we have the right to celebrate any way that we want.
Is that what you think?
The kids thought we'd think it was fun. They didn't mean any harm.
You know, Robert, you and I go a ways back.
Yes, we do.
And I have to admit, every once in a while, I begin to wonder about you. The pocket squares, always humming opera, the beautiful wife you never paid that much attention to. Then I heard about you and Saul, and I thought, the less I know about that, the better. But I came tonight because I am your friend. And then what do? You throw your lifestyle in my face. I don't have a problem with you being a homosexual. But when did you become such a faggot?
Nelson walks past Robert, who grabs Nelson's arm and cocks his own.
He's not worth it. You're right. And you're just lucky that that faggot stopped this faggot from putting you on your ass.
You can go out the front door.
But you might want to stop for a picture with the giant phallus.
Sorry, Saul. You were right about him.
You almost hit a man in our foyer.
I know.
You are so hot right now.
Saul grabs Robert and kisses him.
Do you want to go outside?
Oh, God, no.
Phew.
Neither do I. I'll call Mrs. Applebaum.
I'll offer to walk her dog for a month.
It might take two.
This turned into a good party.
They walk hand in hand.
I know we parked it on the street. It was near another street, and there was a black car nearby.
Wasn't it silver?
Black or silver, that was.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm gonna talk to that man.
He's homeless.
He can still talk. Excuse me, have you seen a leaf?
I see lots of leaves. I also saw your car get towed.
Oh, okay, thanks. The good news is I know exactly where the tow lot is. The bad news, I have so much weed in that car.
We'll call a cab.
Frankie moves to the curb.
Oh. You're gonna sit down there?
Yeah.
So, how did this say yes night measure up?
Grace, we got kicked out of a bar. My leaf got towed. That immediately puts it in the top five.
So you're feeling a little better?
I do. Oh. But I'm tired. Would you tickle my arm?
When does say yes end?
When we get home.
Then yes.
You know, thinking of you in that bar, there was some serious shimmying went down.
We should do it again sometime.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. I know you have guy, so I get it. By the by, I'm happy for you.
I didn't say it back.
What?
When Guy told me he was falling in love with me, I didn't say anything. Yeah.
That's big.
I know.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Frankie pats Grace's hands.
When's that cab gonna get here?
After we call it.
Grace gets her phone.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell.
Cut to black.
It's down at the end of Lonely Street.
Up next, the vows. As the wedding day approaches, Grace and Robert have problems expressing themselves, while Sol and Frankie finally clear out their old house.
It's always crowded. But you could still find some room.